Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you the true and inspiring story of a naturalized American in a small Midwestern town. Our star is that fine actor of both Broadway and the films, Otto Kruger. For more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. They have the pride of craftsmen in their name, H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K, Hallmark. That's why Hallmark cards are the kind of cards you can be proud to send, proud to receive. So when you want to send the very finest, look on the back for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. To be doubly sure, always look on the back of the cards you choose for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Now to preside over our program this evening, here's our regular master of ceremonies, the young Broadway actor and producer, Richard Kalmer.
Thank you, Tom Shirley, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. When the makers of Hallmark greeting cards invited Otto Kruger to be our guest tonight, they not only selected a fine actor, but they chose a man who loves America as much as any man in the theater. Ohio was Otto Kruger's birthplace, but American style, he traveled the country as lineman, cattle puncher, musician, any odd job that came along. And like Americans, Otto could do a lot of things. For instance, he learned the Morse code. Otto, maybe you'll tell us that story on yourself that appeared in Reader's Digest.
Well, I will, Dick, but only as a grim example. I taught the Morse code to my wife, and one night we were having a dinner party. Well, ever the anxious host, I tapped out a message to her. Have we any more meat? Well, the answer came back promptly, but it came from the guest of honor who tapped out, thanks, we've had plenty.
Yes, Otto Kruger is a man of many talents, so we think he is particularly fitted to play the role of Dimitrik tonight, a little Greek who discovers that his talents can, what they can do in America. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards present on the Reader's Digest radio edition, Otto Kruger in Pete's Thanksgiving. The town where this all happened is called Janesport. Janesport is a typical American Midwestern community, which is to say that its citizens have names like Perkins and Harrison and Taylor and Andrews. One day, when America was in its third day of the war, a man arrived in Janesport, a typical American, which is to say that his name was Pete Dimitrik. He'd been born in Greece, his wife's parents had been born in Ireland, and he was here in Janesport to open a little business. He and his wife walked from the depot up the main street until they came upon a merchant sweeping the sidewalk in front of his store. They stopped there.
Excuse me.
Yes? What can I do for you?
We just came here. This is my wife.
How do you do?
Well?
I'm Pete Dimitrik. We are going to be in business here on the same street with you.
We're opening up a new restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, I've heard of you.
Good. And we hope to be friends with you and all the other merchants.
I see. Well, time will tell. Excuse me now. I have work to do. Operator, 532, please. Hello? Harry? This is Perkins. Harry? I've just met the people that are going to open the restaurant. Yes. Yes, Harry. Yes. Maybe all right, but they are foreigners, Harry. And you know if we let one in, there'll soon be a little jabbering colony right here in our midst.
Pete. Oh, Pete.
Yeah? What is it, Anna?
Lunch is ready.
Just 1 minute.
Oh, look, soup.
Soup is good, huh?
Oh, I wish you could get carpenters to make that counter for you.
Yeah, and I. But all the carpenters in this town say they are busy.
They don't seem busy.
No. Huh? No. No, that's strange, is it not, Anna?
Yeah, very strange.
Oh, well, it does not matter. Our plans, Anna, our plans are coming through. Yeah, let's get a good soup. Mm. Well, you know, for 20 years in this country, I have wanted a business of my own. Now I will have one. And for you, Anna, and for another thing also.
You mean so that you can feel a part of this country?
No. I feel part of this country already. I'm here for a long time. I have the citizenship. But I want to be like other Americans who save and who make their own business. I always wanted my business to be a restaurant. You know why, Anna?
Why, dear?
Because America always means the country where nobody starves. And I want to be one of those who feed the people in the country where nobody starves.
I hope we'll do all right here, Pete. I hope we won't starve.
Oh, of course not.
Well, the people here aren't... Oh, we aren't friendly.
Oh, well, they wait. They want to know us first.
The trouble is, they don't seem to want to know us. At all.
Oh, blah, that is foolish, my Anna. This is America where everyone is always welcome. I do not worry about the people. But they will like us when they find we are honest. They're just waiting to see.
Maybe.
Yes, no. I'm happy here. All what we have wanted, we shall have in Jamesport, Anna. Yeah. If only now the Red Cross would let me know that my dear grandmother in Greece is safe. My cup would be full.
I hope you're right. Well, we'll find out when we open the restaurant.
Yes, and that will be soon, before Thanksgiving, I think. And if I can get the plumbers to do the plumbing work soon.
If you can, yes, Pete. If.
Well, I'll tell you now, Mr. Whatever your last name is. Every one of us plumbers is pretty busy.
But for 3 weeks I've been trying
to... Yeah, for 3 weeks, I know. And maybe it'll be 3 weeks longer, maybe 3 months longer. There's a lot of other folks need plumbing work done. Folks we know. Folks who've always lived here. Folks we've done business with before. Our own kind of folks, if you see what I mean.
Hi, my Anna. I'm happy you've come.
Pete, there's something that
look,
I...
Look, my Anna. Look, see what I've been able to do myself. See this counter, huh?
Well, it's good, Pete. Well, I didn't know you could do things like that.
I didn't know it either until I had to. I had to find out how. You know something, Anna, the best thing is...
What?
The plumbing. I have done the plumbing myself.
No.
Yes. And I feel more like American than ever before. You know, Americans have all that skill with the tools. And I have learned that skill too now.
Huh? Oh, Peter,
Anna,
you're wonderful.
Come here. Yeah. You know, Anna, dear, I've always loved you. You've been so patient and loving. You will not mind it that I speak for you.
Oh, Peter, don't be silly.
No. Anna, you're good woman. Now I can maybe be good husband for you. We open the restaurant on Thanksgiving Day.
No.
Yes. And before that, I'm going to make a speech.
Where?
The Businessmen's Club of Jamesport. I go there to their meeting to announce my opening.
Pete, they may be cruel to you.
What? No, this is America where people like to see men start their own little business. No. I shall make the speech. And you, Anna, you should help me fix it, huh?
Well, all right.
Sure. Now let us have lunch, eh?
It's not time for lunch, Pete.
No time for... I lose track working this way. Well, if it's not time for lunch, why do you come? You know?
Why did I come? I've got a letter for you, Pete.
You got a letter?
Yes.
Look, for me, a letter, huh?
Yes. Here it is. It's from the Red Cross. It must be about your grandmother.
Yeah. All these months I have waited. Yes. Yeah.
Open it, Pete.
Hmm? No, yes, yes.
Oh. What is it, Pete?
Oh,
Pete, what does it say? What are you doing, Pete?
I burned this letter.
What is it, Pete? What does it say?
I will not tell you what it says, Anna. You would only be sorry that you know.
Jamesport Businessmen's Club will please come to order.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Chairman.
What is it, George?
Before we start the meeting, that Greek's outside.
Who's he doing?
You mean Jimmy Chippy Apollo Pop Officer? That's a restaurant, fella?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What does he want?
Says he wants to speak to us.
Well, do we want to listen to him?
No. Oh,
all right, we'll listen to him.
All right,
here.
Take a vote on it.
We don't need to take a vote, Perkins. We have to listen to him.
Why?
It's in the bylaws. We have to listen to any citizen of Jamesport wants a hearing. That's all right. We got to listen to him.
All right, show him in.
All right, you can come in now.
Thank you.
Well, we understand you have something you wish to say to us, and our bylaws require that we listen to you. You state your business, please.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members of the Jamesport Businessmen's Club, I come here to this great American club to tell you that Thanksgiving Day I open my restaurant. I hope I will be with you for a long time. I want to announce I am serving regular breakfast from 25 cents to $1, regular lunches from 75 cents to $1.50, and dinners from $1 to $2.25. I hope I can serve you, all of you, many times. It is the dream of my life I should become an American businessman like you. I am glad to open on Thanksgiving Day because I can show my thanks to this country which has given me the chance to be a businessman. On Thanksgiving Day, all the members of the Jamesport Businessmen's Club and all the people of the town can come to my restaurant and eat all they want for nothing. This is how I show my thanks to the country where nobody goes hungry. You can all come and eat for nothing. I thank you.
I see. Well, thank you, Mr.
Dimitrik.
Yes. Well, we will consider your invitation. George, will you show Mr. Show our visitor to the door?
Right.
Goodbye. I hope you all come.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, anyone can see what lies behind all this. That Greek fellow almost had me fooled when he talked about becoming an American businessman. But when he said that he was going to give us free dinners, well, it's pretty plain. He's found out that we're not used to foreigners in this town, that we're suspicious of him. He's trying to buy our friendship. I resent that. I say that nobody go to his opening. I say we all stay away.
Kruger will return in just a moment with the second act of tonight's drama presented by Hallmark greeting cards from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. Now, here's Dick Armour.
For more than four centuries, a lamp hung in the Cathedral of Pisa in Italy. Men passing must have noticed how it swung gently to and fro. Then one day, in the year 1581, something happened. No, not to the lamp. The thing that happened was a flash of vision in the mind of an 18-year-old lad who stood gazing at the swinging lamp. He saw far more than anyone who had been there before him. In this lamp swinging so rhythmically, young Galileo saw the great principle of the pendulum. When people have that quality of vision, the ability to see beyond the obvious, it shows in the things they produce. We think this difference shows in Hallmark greeting cards. The folks who make Hallmark cards aren't making just cards. They're making Hallmark cards to express cheer and happiness as genuinely and sincerely as you would greet a friend yourself. That's why Hallmark cards say what you want to say, the way you want to say it. For more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. That's why discriminating folks look on the back of the cards they send and receive for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Now, back to Otto Kruger and Pete's Thanksgiving.
You got no more potatoes coming, have you, Pete?
No. The potato bin is full, but we need more canned vegetables.
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, we should go now. Order 2 dozen more pumpkin pies. Mm. Everybody wants pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving,
yes? Sure.
Yes. No, someone at the door.
I wonder who it is.
I don't know. I see you.
Abdu.
Hello.
I'm collecting for the Thanksgiving basket.
What?
I'm collecting for the Thanksgiving basket.
Yeah, well, I do not understand it, but come in, come in.
Thank you.
My name is Dimitri. This is my wife.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? I'm Mrs. Harrison.
Come in, Miss Harrison. Sit down here in this booth.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I like this place.
Yeah, it is nice, no?
Very nice.
Maybe you'd like to come to our opening, Thanksgiving Day.
Any of my friends come.
Well, all your friends of yours will be here. The whole town is invited.
Yes, so I heard, but
what?
Oh, nothing.
Mrs. Harrison, what is this about Thanksgiving baskets now?
Well, I represent the women's club, and we're making up baskets for the poor.
For the poor, yeah, but in Janesport, you have people here who need such help?
Oh, indeed we do. You see, 2 years ago, the mill moved away from town, and while most of the workers went with it, there were some left behind, and they're poor people.
Oh, I see. You make up baskets for them.
Yes, we ask people to give either food or money.
Money, I see.
And since you run a restaurant, you may find it cheaper to give food.
Well, I'm sure we can give you something.
Fine.
We could probably give you 2 turkeys, maybe 3, and some canned vegetables, don't you think, Pete?
That?
Could I have our workers collect them tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
But, Pete,
You mean you don't want to give?
No. I mean, we have food here for our opening. We give that. Not 2 turkeys, not 3 turkeys. All the turkeys and much canned food, too.
Oh, time now, Bass.
No. I want you to. I have reason why I want to.
I don't understand.
No, never mind. Anna, I will explain. Mrs. Harrison, could you have the workers come here with how many baskets you need now?
Well, we need about 100.
100. I can fill 75. Have your workers bring 75 baskets to this place tomorrow, eh?
All right,
ladies. Here on the tables, here is the food. In every basket, we must have 1 turkey, 2 cans of vegetables, 1 cranberry sauce, a pumpkin, some potatoes and bread to stuff the turkey with. And here on this table is penny candy for the children. Now, let us fill the baskets. Come.
Hello?
Hello. I have here a basket.
Basket?
Yes, that's Thanksgiving.
But...
See, look here, little turkey. Gently. A Thanksgiving basket, eh?
Oh, God bless you.
That's all right.
We didn't know what we were going to do for Thanksgiving.
Well, I hope you will have a happy Thanksgiving now.
What's your name? I want to know who to say.
Oh, no, my name doesn't matter. You couldn't pronounce a thing anyway. No. You thank the woman's club, eh? Well, goodbye.
Jamesport Businessmen's Club will please come to order.
Not yet, Mr. Chairman.
Why not, George?
Well, that Greek fellow's here again. He's waiting outside to speak to us.
He's been trying
to win our favor every way he can, Mr. Chairman. After he spoke to us the last time and invited us all to his opening, he must have got wind that we were going to boycott him, so he went in for charity.
Yes, we all know that, George. Now, we've heard the man once. Do we have to hear him again? Can we tell him to...
By law, say, we have to hear him again.
Now,
I suggest we hear him. He's probably going to ask us something or invite us to his opening again or something of that sort. But I suggest we hear him, then take a vote right in his presence, turning down whatever he asks and just showing him where we stand.
All right. George, have him come in.
All right. You may come in.
Thank you.
Well, sir, what can we do for you this time?
Mr. Chairman and members of the Jamesport Businessmen's Club, I come here today very much ashamed. Last time I came here to invite you to the opening of my restaurant on Thanksgiving Day. You see, last time I told you I would give you Thanksgiving Day feed free. And now I come to tell you this cannot be.
Indian giver.
I am so ashamed that I cannot do this. It is impossible. I have cooked the food that was to be for the opening of my restaurant. I have given it to the women's club.
Better publicity, have?
What? I don't understand that. I cannot say. No, it was necessary to fill the baskets for the poor. I have not enough ration points to get more food for my opening. So there will be no opening.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I understand you to mean that you've actually hurt yourself financially? That you haven't just done this for advertising?
Advertising? No. How can I advertise my opening when there will be no opening?
Then why did you give all that food to the poor?
The poor needed the food. I have given to the poor before, but never so much. You see, well, this year I have heard from the Red Cross about my old grandmother in Greece. She died. See, I've been sending money, clothes, food, and they did not reach her. And so she died. See, Greece is a very unhappy country this year. When my grandmother was dead, the doctors examined her. In her stomach, they find grass. And bark. So I gave all my food to the poor this year because I wish to be part of the reason why in America there are no hungry people. I'm sorry. I'm so ashamed. I cannot do what I said I would do for you on Thanksgiving Day.
Is that all?
Yes, sir. I go now.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
We're going to take a vote in the presence of this man. I, for one, am ashamed of having suggested what I did. I think we ought to take a vote anyway. And they're not the one we planned, though. I move that Mr.
Dimitrik.
I move that Mr. Dimitrik be admitted to membership in this club.
More beans, Pete?
No, thank you, Ayanna.
Not the greatest Thanksgiving Day dinner we've ever had. Is it, Pete?
No. Oh, yes, Anna, the very greatest, eh?
The doorbell.
Yeah, that must be a mistake. I'll see. Mr. Perkins?
Where?
What are you doing here, Pete?
Oh, Mr. Perkins, I do not understand.
Oh, what is it, Mr. Perkins?
Oh, it's the day your restaurant was to open.
Yeah, I know, but...
Well, come downtown and open it.
Yeah, I told you, Mr. Perkins, I gave away all this...
Downtown on Main Street, there's a crowd of people outside your restaurant, and they want to be fed.
Oh, but we postponed the opening. We couldn't possibly...
Just because you couldn't get food for your opening doesn't mean that we couldn't.
What?
People in this town like you, Pete. And they have food, and now they want to see whether you and Anna can cook it.
Anna? Anna, you hear that?
Hear it? Oh, I'll get our coats, Pete.
Oh, Mr. Perkins, never have I been so happy.
Kruger for a great performance.
Well, I wouldn't have missed playing that part for anything, Dick. It's as American as apple pie.
Or the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, or what those Hallmark greeting cards call quality, huh? That story had quality, I think. So did little Pete Dimitri. You know, this whole story reminds me of something I read not long ago in the Reader's Digest by Wendell Willkie.
Let's hear it.
All right. Here it is. I believe in America because we are generous with our freedom. Because we hate no people and covet no people's land. Because we are blessed with a natural and varied abundance. Because we set no limit to a man's achievement. Because we have great dreams. And because we have the opportunity to make those dreams come true.
Thank you again, Otto Kruger. Remember, when you want to greet a friend, send a Hallmark card. For whatever the occasion, a Hallmark card will say what you want to say the way you want to say it. So always look in the back of the card you choose for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Like the words sterling on silver, those three words, a Hallmark card, are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. You're cordially invited to be with us again next week at the same time for another fine dramatic program brought to you by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. If you enjoyed tonight's show, won't you please tell your friends about it and ask them also to tune in for next week's program sponsored by Hallmark greeting cards. At that time, you will hear the true and heartwarming story that's a natural for the St. Patrick's Day season. It's called Sweet Rosie O'Brady, and our star from Hollywood is Miss Dorothy McGuire. Otto Kruger was supported by Eleanor Phelps in the role of Anna. Pete's Thanksgiving was dramatized by Robert Sanadella from Chronicles of Americanization in the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Loeb, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. To be doubly sure of the finest quality, always look in the back of your cards for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. This is Tom Shirley speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards and for your friendly Hallmark dealer. You'll find a wide selection of Hallmark cards at America's finest shops and stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.